Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 7 June 2021. Coming off a weekend, there was a lot going on in the world of sports this weekend. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. You've got baseball, of course, golf, racing, women's golf, U.S. Open women's golf. I gather from what we've discussed earlier this morning, you didn't see any of it this weekend. Now, in the past, we've actually gone to some women's professional events. Didn't they hold, was it the U.S. Open?
Women's U.S. Open at
Black Wolf Run, right? Yes. I couldn't remember if it was the Open or not, but yeah. Super hot. Remember how hot it was that week?
I do.
And that was like one of the biggest stories of that week. It was the heat and how some were able to handle it, some didn't handle it as well. They didn't have that problem this week. They were at Olympia, and I believe that's in Washington State, and they were actually bundled up a little bit, long sleeves in many cases on Saturday because of the ocean breeze and so forth. But I know you in the past have enjoyed watching women's golf. I enjoy watching it as well. What makes it watchable for you? I'll tell you what I think makes it watchable.
I mean, I guess it's because it's a game that I'm familiar with. I mean, look, I think women's sports has come so far over the years in a good way. It's unbelievable. Just because they can smash the ball. I mean, it kind of sounds sexist, but I think it's because they play it truest to the game I know, let's say. The game of golf I know.
Yeah,
Women's basketball isn't true per se to the game of basketball I know. Hockey isn't true to the game of hockey, although it's a lot more physical than you think, even though there's no checking in women's hockey. I think it's the truest form of sport to what I know.
Well, when it comes to women's golf, I would agree it's closer to the game that we know than the men's game is, for sure. We don't know what it's like to hit the ball 340, 360, whatever these guys hit it. They get up and they bomb it so far, and then they're hitting, I mean, guys that, 195 out, and he's hitting 7-iron or something. It's ridiculous.
Right. Well,
can't relate to that.
See, I don't know if I mean it that way. Obviously, you do. Because I know golf is hitting the ball far, sticking it, shooting well, being below par. That's the men's tour. The reason why I say women's basketball as opposed to men's basketball, men's basketball is played above the rim. Women's basketball is played below the rim. I know above the rim basketball. Men's hockey is played with much more physicality than women's hockey, although women's hockey is a lot more physical. That's the game I know. That's kind of what I mean. And I think the women's golf, even though they can't bomb it like a Bryson DeChambeau, they still bomb it out there. Like this woman that we talked to that's not even on the LPGA Tour, on average drives it 285 yards or whatever you said.
Yeah. All right, 281.5.
So to me, it's just the purest, closest form of the sport that I know.
But then they have to make, they have to make shots.
Yeah.
The men aren't challenged really to make shots unless they make a bad shot and have to recover from it. Usually you think about Tiger's great shots, Phil's great shot. They're a result of a poor shot where they're recovering for the most part and making a great shot out of a bad situation. Phil's shot at the Masters on 13.
Mm-hmm.
That was a brilliant shot, but it only happened because he pulled his drive right into the pine straw. I mean, you think of some of Tiger's they showed yesterday.
But you don't think the women have to do that?
Well, I mean, I don't think if you stay in the fairway, here's my point. The men hit it so far, they're going driver, wedge, a lot of places.
Yeah, but the
women don't hit it that far, and I think they have to hit more of their clubs.
Well,
I
would have to watch it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, because they don't play it at the same length as men.
I understand.
Men.
I know.
But here, I'll go off a completely different tangent now than what this topic is supposed to be about, and led by this comment that you made that men typically driver wedge, where women might have to go driver in a different iron. That's why when I go to a golf course, I think this is a problem that amateurs do too much, in my opinion. Is you pull up to the golf course, once upon a time the tee sets were red, blue, and red, white, and blue, right? Red were for the women,
right.
White were for men, and then the blues were for like scratch golfers, let's say, playing it from the tips.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go to a golf course and there's typically five sets of tees, gold for like seniors, you know, then you have the red, and then you have the white, then you have the blue, and then the black, like the big bombers or something. And I think everybody rolls up and says, let's play the whites. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think you dictate by what color the tees are, and everybody gets scared away from the blues. And I'll give you the example. Yesterday we rolled into Royal St. Patrick's. They have like five sets of tees.
Mm-hmm.
One of my playing partners is going right to white, and I said, wait, I don't think we play the white tees. I think we typically play the purple tees, which is one tee back. And the reason
not being, the deepest,
not
but
the
one
deepest,
deep
but
okay.
Right, but it's further back than the whites, plays longer than the whites. And I said, well, let's take a look at the scorecard here. And I play it based off of yardage.
Okay.
And the white tees played at like 6,200 yards. The purple tees played at like 6,450. And if you played at 6,200, it's probably driver wedge. And I don't want to play that.
Right. I hear you.
So I said, let's play 65. I personally think that where I should play is like 6,500 yards. Because then it makes you hit different clubs. And then I look at the scorecard and I go, okay, from the purple tees, there's only one par four over 400 yards. You know, I don't have any business playing a bunch of par fours over 400 yards. It's going to be a miserable day.
Right.
But one or two, nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, then if it's, you know, we went through my yardage of my drives. If I hit it 250, then you're 150, one sixty. So you
right.
might have a
that's doable.
That's a you know that might be a nine or an eight or whatever. You get the idea. What I'm trying to point out here, right, is that's what I think amateurs should do. They should go off the yardage. You look at the scorecard. You go, all right. There's 1-2 par fours over 400 yards. Those are going to be a little more difficult. Maybe using different clubs in your bag. That's why they make that many
that's
clubs.
What, right, right.
Yeah, that's why you're allowed to carry 13 clubs in your bag.
Yeah, that's what you want. Play when you can use a lot of different clubs. Because that gives, you know, that tells you that you're trying a bunch of different shots.
Because
that's the most fun.
Right. Otherwise, the only place you use a different club is on a par three, right? Because
mm-hmm.
then you get a 175-yard par three, and we're not hitting a 9-iron there or something. But otherwise, if you play these short courses, it's a driver, then a 9 or a wedge. And it's even though that can be a struggle, as we saw Saturday when we were playing, like, gee, Merry Christmas, I can't hit a gap wedge on the yard and hit the green.
They want to hit the green.
Maybe yeah. I'd be better yeah. off further back hitting a different club. But anyway, I know that's off tangent, that's off topic, but that's just kind of what I think for golfing is you look at the scorecard, look at the yardage, look at the holes, and then because it is. There's a reason why sets of golf clubs come with 13.
Yeah.
But that's why you can carry that many in your bag.
And there's a reason they go to the trouble to put that many different sets of tee boxes out there. So choose your tee boxes wisely. Don't just randomly go, all right, let's play the whites, take a look at the card and see what's best for you.
I mean, do you do that at all, or do you just...
No, not usually.
You know?
No. Not usually. I just know I got no business playing the tips.
Well, right.
And I'll just go with whatever. Doesn't really matter. Maybe I will now. If something's super short, though, I mean, yeah.
But you never know if it's super short unless you look at the card.
You look at the card.
Otherwise,
that's
everybody
correct.
Just rolls up and drives right to the white tee boxes.
Well, next time we play, I will definitely look at the card. And hopefully you will, too. Choose your tee boxes wisely and watch more women's golf. It's good.
That's the moral of the story. Right? We started there, ended here, circle back, moral of the story. Watch more women's golf.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tune us in tomorrow morning, please. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience, 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.